As we saw, Shodun Rish Cormorach Elia J. Clanigale. My name is Robert Cutting Coswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you ever heard tell about Bobby Bob?
And this programme is called Clanigale, a programme with two threads, one in English, as in Derry Ye Sahilg, and the other in the Manx Gaelic, Chinyan Amera, the mother tongue of Elian Vanin, the Isle of Man. As Bannach and Urish. Now, William Gell's 1906 poem, Man in Veg Veen, a poetical sketch of the Isle of Man, has promised to lead us from the shoreline of Douglas Bay to Upper Douglas. However, a man much after my own heart, he likes to digress. So, on a ski line, Sir Gill dashing go back as fair gintek John Pilling, as the sight on Sartenjach er na foglen, crown brish, as the enmesich a lachlanach. Ah, for me smonion and Derry Ye Savurl as and J. Elias Rilgach Shen Ridelia. We'll start with a recording of Delia Murphy with the song I Wish That I Never Was Wed. I'm not sure exactly when it was recorded, but it seems to have been between the years 1938 and 1941. Tashu Geistiach Rish Radio Vanning, Stashu the Nashun, Skelliena Wash Dulish, Ellen Vanin.
Ladies, have pity on me, let me in your company mingle. I once was a maiden so free, and like you I was happy and singing. Me mother advised me to wed, until 17 I had tarried. To the church I set up and thrice, like a day with a man to get married. But I wish that I never was wed. A short time he loved me sincere, he used me both kindly and civil. The honeymoon scarcely was o'er till he turned out a fair divvy. The bed he took up on his back, and after the pawn shop he carried. I oftentimes wish I was dead before that I ever got married. I wish that I never was wed. The landlord he won't pay the rent, because he declares he's not able. There's nothing now left in the house but two broken chairs and a table. The bedclothes, the kettle and broom, the washing tub off he has carried. He grunts and he snores and he shouts, I wish that I never was married. I wish that I never was wed. When he buys the meat once a month, or I am greatly mistaken, 'tis only a sheep's head and pluck, or a bit of sweet liver and bacon. He says bread and butter are dear, and times are shockingly harried. All day he drinks whiskey and beer. I wish that I never was married. I wish that I never was wed. One night he came home in a rage, he busted me new shoes asunder. The cat he kicked under the grate, and the table threw out of the window. The bellows he threw at me head, me claws to the pawn shop he carried. I oftentimes wish I was dead before that I ever got married. I wish that I never was wed. If I was but single again, I'd be happy and joyous and merry. I'd sing and I'd shout and I'd laugh to be heard in the kingdom of Kerry. So young maiden single remain, by a tyrant she'll never be harried. If I was but single again, and by jingo I'd never get married. I wish that I never was wed.
fine vintage recording from Delia Murphy, as I say, somewhere between 1938 and 1941. I wish that I never was wed. And so to Canto 4 of William Gell's poem, and it starts with a nod to Thomas Gray's poem from 1750, Elegy Written in a Country Churchyard, because this canto starts off. At the time when poet Gray sang the knell of parting day, darkness brooded o'er the bay. When the moonless welkin frowned, all the beauteous crescent round slumbered in a gloom profound. Well, Gell is looking at the promenade lights here, and the bay certainly would have been dark back in the 1750s, mainly because there weren't any houses around the bay as there were by 1906. Back to Mr. Gell. Still, the memory backward trips to the days when we were slips, redolent of tallow dips. How we would, when school was o'er, o'er the irksome lessons pore, Euclid and such musty lore. Till such time, the girl from K's brought the dip, whose feeble rays lighted us our bedward ways. So the girl from K's. Who was the girl from K's? Well, I had a look round, and I think this is to do with advertising and the early tallow candles made by Joseph Kay and Sons of London. So it must have been some sort of advertising picture with the girl from K's bringing those tallow candles from Joseph Kay and Sons of London. Rortus cochianus son denia, a sera lesh feish as yindus sochoreic. Rortus tri len, dot peder de gromach. Shoch an ai yindus ach sno eger rere de cajin no. Lesh de ginnicuna de grisach a partius ons ne shemren, de chororin goyle ren ons bingus moteshen grey. A crin feta was goylarn. Fry Sarah. For me smullion the rowan lead shen, son the turnairn as rareder an inrachen. She clerach us on's office na countessen. Dorte the row ridden acker lie bookich eggers, famer iru girach the lie. Maso vrya jean the lina and iru fame oil. Begolly thou lord nigh. Yich Sarah a dunya shesha cor me neck. Lesh eile co vestich, mother cajin, lesh beggan de chori. Begoli de lot nais, monish. Scusolach de rauschen an orve fos na chlerach. Ach, dunya kinjil graiach eis, ha jinnan zeach och lay. Well, here's another favourite, not of the vintage of Delia Murphy by any means. This is the band Aveldro, who became very good friends to the island, coming to Mchuniach on several occasions, met various members of the band, and as a band they came as well. And this is the first track off their album, which is called Les Endives. Thank you.
faisant tirer les choux. Mais où ta bagasse avait de la bonne soupe. Avec les ans tirer les choux. Mais où ta bagasse avait du poids. Les rues tabagas, ça fait de la bonne soupe. Avec des endives et des choux. Les rues tabagas, ça fait du noir. Avec des endives et des choux. Les rues tabagas, ça fait de la bonne soupe. Avec des endives et des choux. Les rues tabagas, ça fait du noir.
Aveldro from Brittany, and they were tunes from the Braise-Uel, the Higher Brittany part, round Nantes.
The Mission Station, Manx Radio.
As the fear stashun and ashun the nation or Radio Vanning, Red Clenigale, Rachlash and Meran Peen, Robert Cateen Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Old Bobby Bob.
Cren source the rhythm be Jindio? Rice Sarah erred. Herel me the bollock shigger, dreg a pether. The licklier the gin mudge climb a geet, lesh dalen as tedden as ninlid, troggel drochard and herish awinen, novell on, fwirren coastruirish fwirren, ridden gurish shen. Well, gow kerail as ish, henelis choeg as vow. Tree shacht in the sand, ma, chowds ve furuchten er geddon cleo, as eshen and fes jerry salinia, mor the cajun, va cunya nec pedder er foglen even chesha. For the vai troggel drochadan, van reches bukic les podden a chlai, da a yinu ka edder na lochlini, as na sassani. Ve rechic sin aigni ega, a bes egerson, de bech shen a bes smachi var you record it uns ach lai. Ma hoinrish guller bulul yorish dania to lye jane shems munia, sledden kiat for Sarah. Harawach cliw na ghe e marn lyorish entre rink pedder a bourd, och chalirach van suleg a cleinich, eg fair beggan the smoo. Then, says William Gell, the tallow's power to foil came the incomparable oil. Lamp with wick in sinuous coil, burners, globes, and such like plant, though vile smelling we must grant, 'twas a grand illuminant. Well, as I say, I think that Gell was referring to Joseph K. and Sons, because by 1900 they were making what's described in their advertising as a seamless steel oil wick spout lamp. So it looks as though the girl from K's was promoting this change from candles to oil lamps, perhaps. But, says Gell, ere all this had come to pass, a certain noxious, fiery gas was foisted on the better class. A blessing and a boon to men. I hope the term won't break my pen. Light carburated hydrogen. Though with such fine high-sounding name, the subtle compound was the same which roared with detonating flame in mind's recess, the dread fire damp. That awful signal to decamp, now baffled by the Davy lamp. Well, this is a reference to Cornish scientist Sir Humphrey Davy and his safety lamp for miners. Of course, you look into a hole in the ground and there'll be a Cornishman down there. Such is the reputation of the Cornish for mining. And, of course, they came to the island as well. Now, let's go to Cornwall then. This is the Bucket of Blood, which is the name of a pub in Fillac, or Eglos Hale is the Cornish name of the village, and is followed by a jig called Hair of the Dog, the band Ahanan.
Morning, after drinking a skin of beer and gin, just as the day was dawning, we found the bucket of blood. We fell down on the cliffside, down on our back, we're on the rack. No place to go, no place to hide, when we saw the bucket of blood.
Go, sinner, go do your worst, for we're all cursed. Go, sinner, to drink of the bucket of blood. Go, sinner, our hill of guts, go for your guts. Go, sinner, to drink of the bucket of blood.
Incredible force, ripping his skin and wailing like sin, tearing his ass in the bushes, of course, beside the bucket of blood. John looked down at the long grass, rolling a fag, began to brag, never he'd known such a damn fast as at the bucket of blood.
Go, sinner, go to your worst, for we're all cursed. Go, sinner, to drink at the bucket of blood. Go, sinner, out in our bloods, go fill your guts. Go, sinner, to drink at the bucket of blood.
About and down in the stout, once again they're at the abyss beside the bucket of blood. Was it the whiskey or was it the gin? Well, they couldn't care less, 'twas a hell of a mess. It matters not if you lose or you win when you drink at the bucket of blood.
Go, sinner, go do your worst, for we're all cursed. Go, sinner, and drink at the bucket of blood. Go, sinner, out in the guts, go fill your guts. Go, sinner, and drink at the bucket of blood.
Cornish band Ahanan, the Bucket of Blood and Hair of the Dog. As I say, named after a pub in Fillac, or Eglos Hale, the name of the place, and it's divided from the sea by the Towans, the sand dunes down there near Hale. Now, William Gell describes Humphrey Davy as another foremost in the van of earnest souls who scheme and plan the safety of their fellow man. And yet, alas, as seen of late, how some rash souls will gang the gate of reckless tampering with fate. How oft bereavement's wail has said that recklessness unduly sped the congregation of the dead. Now, this may be a reference to an incident in March of 1906. This poem was being published in the Isle of Man Examiner in April of 1906. And in March of 1906, there was Europe's worst mining disaster in Courrières in northern France, when 1,099 people were killed by an explosion in a mine, apparently caused by a naked flame igniting dust in the coal mine there. Meanwhile, in Douglas, there was evidently a debate around this time about replacing gas lights. But skilful usage at the present has lifted the mantle from the crescent by dint of mantles incandescent. Yet some, with pardonable pride, a higher hobby to bestride, would have the scene electrified. So, obviously, as I say, a move from gaslighting on the crescent of Douglas Bay to electric lighting at some point in 1906. Wapin trom de forach ve. Ach tre chroge nise, onsach denjach, ve genachten de ve edrem as kuid en lawege. As e leiste e de smunjachtach, haie de ve maasten a fir elje ve kochrunjache hanne me giet an insida. Kurs tri leen ten e sjo, ve de grei, Dew was merach, be tre kout jou insacha kraut an kagi, is there an acht a yin a wimajin a wapen an jou. Unless Jerry, nis you arn a goil, nai pod an elions a chlai ka. Maso, you hine, de insacha achten, de cho ovracha, de jinne chitliau, corfo hurt, nin noijin. Och, de jirutsu, hae air. Gaed the vel foran the weapon and gint maul, fud ishu the jaru ginu jeel liow manna vel shu kerelach, chan elshin lal crowin brisha be. Rene chroma shis as chroge nis cleo. Catalur, nish roshtun scar ishu ans pyron de yinu rortus, nim salzig amacht you bulle bunadach na gae. Quai bevai la sve na arltach. That was the band Berlin Jug, and they were playing Dew in the Jagged Keir, followed by Jerra and Tail. And, of course, Berlin Jug are led by Becky Hurst, and Becky has been taking part in Shannach is Dew this weekend, as she's been over to take part in that. Krilo was Tula, Shalin Vanning showed you Radio Vanning, Stashun the Nashun. She Clenny Gaelden, Clare Shaw, Miss Robert Cutting Coswell, Robert Carslach.
Did thee ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Va Fargach. As esh, Coriandus ersen heen, Choms erna cum reganega, Ren peder sai erain and drood. Ferameber, as eshen. Gint the my vine shares an insider. Ach, Hank shilia ardach stiach ons na sulianega, tre honnike der au peder, gins munioner, liagacher na gailtianega, as fadjinu prowlus jay cochrim in de chliw, chauds ve glaisach a hugga. Velo a nyanu ima jay cliw rai, vansha, vraya? Hadregar peder. Fa rithan achas, a vonesh bunus, Goil tayach der duster de daun chaus daije. Riddenach, alder. Riddenach, agresach. Vansje? Rennen in se de grenich ee. Ach, nel, tammy. Ach, nel, mi shigge. Drege pedder de leestach. As jollowen quech lie chummich gol morfa lesen, trut ne hinschen egge. Vashilia bueg scapes, lag corjon, cleo brishes, fool gus chas, mar chagi, de chirp varu lotich skultich, dania debajak tujum roshan. Chanel mi shiga, dut pederish. Now at the end of Canto 3, William Gell had talked of decanting to the upper town, but got sidetracked by thoughts about promenade lighting. But now, he says, we must from scenes so bright, perchance our theme has waxed too light, resume our reconnoitring flight. Note here the teaching of old time, how sanitation in its prime had triumphed over the old regime. Should be regime, of course, but he's obviously rhyming it with regime here. The old-time fever-laden drain, consigned to subterranean main, will ne'er offend the sense again. Mark how the wise improvement scheme, so well devised, would almost seem the realization of a dream. Note the sweet hygienic plum. How spacious airy streets had come to oust the whilom fetid slum. So sweet the plum that some implore, ye city fathers, give us more. But to the suburbs now we saw, where nature her best art had spent, and art its aid to nature lent, to gain the fair environment. So there we are, at last we've reached the leafy squares of Upper Douglas. But actually, we'd be on our way out again. We're going to Colli'r Tir, Losing the Land. And this is Linda Healy. And it's a song originally written by Frank Hennessy about farmers and the struggles they're under facing accountants who want to do the bean counting in terms of the pennies rather than realising what's involved in husbandry. And the words were reworked by Mervyn Ap Dafydd for Linda Healy to sing. And Mervyn Ap Dafydd is now the Achderwydd, so he'd be taking his first year in charge of Gorsa the Bairds at the Eisteddfod this year. But this is Linda Healy and Colli'r Tir.
Ar creigiau drwy wyneb y bryd lle mae'r gromlech o hyd yn ei grym yn y niw sydd ar ysgwydd y drym mae'n aglwtyn bach glas rhwng yr hedyn a'r brwyn lle bu ara Ar hyn fynydd, rôl dal ar nôn dim. Ar oes dir i fy nhaelu fan hyn. Fel y dyiau pob tymor i'r fro. Pob un gyiaf, pob haf yn ei dro. Felly dyiau Hyn werin o'r y topiau a'r gwynt yna dwi'n graig fawr o arian medd rhai. Ac yn iste ar ffortiwn dim llai, ond i'r dynion pinstraip ddim yn da. Fod na galon mewn gwain ac mewn gall, draw o Ewrop mae'r newydd yn troi efo'r tywydd, ac mae'r banc wedi adio ei syms. Bydd a'r llythyr i ddweud bod rhaid mynd, nad oes ti. Ac mae'n brif o ddyfennaid yna, fod y chwalfaw na fi'n un mor fawr. Mae fy mhlant heddiw'n byw ar ryw stadau o dau, heb na ddoe na gyfori arna i y mae'r ddau. Dwi di colli'n hir i a'i tir. Nid fan hyn fydd fy nheulu byth mwy.
Linda Healy, Linda Griffiths, yn colli'r tir, say words reworked by Myrddin ap Dafydd, who's now the Achderwydd. Now, as I say, it's a bit strange that we've been led from the shoreline up to the leafy squares of Upper Douglas, because straight away he takes us back down to the river again. The nunnery he takes us to. Here may we trace the footsteps and abiding place of those who would the church embrace. Turned from the world's distracting care, there seeking in seclusion fair the peace which passeth all compare. What varied beauties here displayed, nature with art's best gems inlaid, the flowering shrub, the glassy glade. Bark-bosomed streams skirting about in sluggish coursing, long drawn out, hides from the view the nimble trout. The woodland monarchs soar aloft with stately crowns, when winds breathe soft, furnish a leafy platform aloft for counsels of the cawing rook. On velvet sward in shady nook the thoughtful read the earth's best book. With sun in his declining hour, borne on the air with subtle power, sweet scents from many a fragrant flower. Peeping the sheltering trees between, the mansion stands with walls unseen, clothed with a mantle of ivy green. Ach, fa fissega, fa chit of a shigarus down, the rawe angol nai cleuan imadi curtain. Gawe cesmed er ai, the gian, as renni cast at the heishach bwlych yn toshi tuiach yn insider. Lash saiach a her the trom, jimene yn insider er gul rish cius the chryan. Sio, ma tammy the fierce bunia, chyrel mishma vin chlerach bach, sio mish the firinach. Ren iawn as doltajum lina yn aignega, chawds fi scotchol as cosial as y chliwch o edrym as fedja gwns o law, as e caga gyn ffeym er smonion er, fe gymman yn insyd yr argwl as argwl, dynu sgia, cor er yn iart ag a lai yr sŵl, derach y dodau dynu fegach, cor eb er ses codi far dielach. Ses codi ef a pedr tigl da mai, hwg ced e ffeiera, sgeba yr sŵl da chwliw eb da stena, as da chor a blod ddeg a hun, bac as herish, da chor staper, las y fer bentyn da hedrym, rys sgornach y nodj. Rys bwyl y cri, rene cwmol yn sienne, goel sol y jen fariach. Eish, lyg a sys y cliw, as gaw ei cesmod yr gŵl.
Thank you.
And a Scottish accordion player, Angus Lyon, a visitor to Inchruniach a few years ago. He was playing Carmel Mahoney's The Gathering Storms, The Aran Cayley and Liz Kane.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
And she's Stasher the Nation to Radio Van in showed you Claire Nigel a Treton, a she Robert Cutting Carswell Mish, Robert a Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Kujelia, of course. For Shen, Sajigamach, Ridden, no, the Pedder. As ear na shlee na shen den a cum regen ege. A clerach fechach mi chris jelach vad olach ris. Rene cochlai bunus chelirach de ve na li jelach chris jelach fle oil. Lug de ve raich les unaigne de ve nan anadar. Chiarne de kujach de hejach ed de yinusus unid fondach er lie. Meru, renne cumma an strateis, an lai cool chlé, a saiach air gerinach trestach, ren cor mi ordach da bollach air nin nodgin, as huggad fo hurt an laes geri. Cagis na sanma, hug pedr skriwan deinst an choloch da rawi iri as, va skriwan persoonach elian ys da chor buist an rera da cajin. Ar cren feb, fedr, vraia jay, Ta was survey on shore is quag bleaners feed. Shen vanshes pedder, shen an orve form cor buis dutch the persoonach. So we're still down at the nunnery, retiring now by riverbank, note we the guard on either bank of flowering vegetation rank. Through meadow green by tinkling rill, reach we the old time pull rose mill. Its whirring wheels now hushed and still. Note on this road the ancient saddle, where old-time bogies sat astraddle, though some esteem this naught but twaddle. So this is the saddle which gives its name to Saddlestone. And just beyond this point we mark nestles the stately home and park of Manin's legal patriarch. Hail, Drinkwater, hailest of men! What held thee in this earthly pen beyond the 80 years and 10? Wast sterling judgment to the core with honest use of legal law gave thee the added 24? Well, in 1906, Kirby Mansion was owned by the former first Deemster, Sir William Lee Drinkwater, who'd retired from that office in 1898 when he was 86 years of age, but still continued as chairman of the hospital committee. And in fact, he was 94 years of age in 1906, as William Gell notes, 80 years and 10, plus those 24. Now, a singer-songwriter from Ramsey, Mike Seed, and he was brought out two very good CDs of very interesting songs, I thought. This is one of them, Putting the Fountain to Sleep.
Putting the fountain to sleep for another year. Be quiet and you'll hear how the water its way under the paths of the maze, the dug up flower beds, a last tour of the grounds as the season finds an end. Close the gate, put the chairs away as the moon returns. Store them in the cellar with a jar of coins picked out as the fountain drains. Thank you. all we were before. Could I lose it all down here in the cellar and have nothing left empty as the ground's in late September?
And that's Mike Seed from his Rockwood Dream album, Putting the Fountain to Sleep. Erbij de rauwe savraagdjeem de goeilaar en se goes a glijsjen, skesolig ee de beiden de reitanachten se non starte, der weiden jit de wee me hou, gin fedden maag, ne wami de firrenjach laal djunu. Ach, krij nieuw nisch, as er reire de. Ren peder munga de jaunasach. Bi partius emrish insa der wapen na chors, tashin kore erbun koloch trenel, as kerge erlie ein uns wapenen, son ach leideren. Nim kauen tre ovri em, kaga, lesh cleu. Now we've heard that Sir William Least Drinkwater was the former first Deemster and owned Kirby Mansion. The Drinkwaters had intermarried with the Liverpool Manx family, the Leases. There's a street in Liverpool called, well, generally called Leasey Street, but it's named after the Lease family, and in the same area is a Drinkwater Street named after the Drinkwaters. James Drinkwater had married Eleanor Lease in Liverpool, and James and Eleanor's eldest son, George, became Lord Mayor of Liverpool in 1829, and he was knighted the following year. And Sir George rented Kirby Mansion from 1835, and then he bought it outright in 1840. In fact, it's Sir George Drinkwater who gives his name to Sir George's Bridge, on the route of what was his favourite carriage ride. As he was unmarried, the property passed to his younger brother John in 1850, and it was John's son who became the first Deemster, Sir William Least Drinkwater. Some lovely straight down the line traditional playing from the Friel sisters to finish. Well, na Jerugi na Skilan Gieri aus a Hilg, eder Sheaf Chied as Tauzen Fogel, Kusher B, son Aunder Sophia Morrison, Rechichek Banglen Mananacha Chochiaglum Kelchach, Thomas Trishach in a Marn de Chorkion Oru as Korsjach Onad. A Shane was Clenigale Chied Shaw, so now until the next time, this is Robert Cutin Carswell, Robert a Karslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a creer you as Orsalier, as my Yerian shared you, will you?